and welcome back to the Everyman Drummer Podcast. I am your host, Will, and here we are rolling around. This is episode 3 of season 2. So, I know a lot of people were wondering what happened on that extended break. So, like I alluded in the first episode, we were, a lot of stuff was going on. You had that pandemic and then everything shut down. It really shut everything down in 2020. So I took some time to do some other stuff after I stopped, had put the podcast on for a little bit of a hiatus there. I started working on the YouTube page and everybody, you know, I was starting to do a lot of more drum covers that something that I've neglected for a long time on that part of the spectrum was the YouTube page. And I also started recording with a few different artists and working on, you know, some other music, collaborating with a couple of people and writing some really cool, interesting stuff, which brings me to the other avenues that we as drummers need to take place in. I was honing my producer skills and honing in on those videography skills and video editing. So I started to branch off that way. And a lot of drummers out there, a lot of you guys and girls, men and women in the drumming community, we're probably already doing a lot of that stuff, which is fantastic. It keeps our minds all, you know, branched off in a completely different thing. We don't always have to be focusing on drummings and all that other stuff that comes with it. A lot of other famous, you know, drummers out there are / producers and writers and collaborators. Two of them that come to mind right away is Dave Weckl and Simon Phillips, two of my heroes in my top five. Simon has produced some of his own records. He's helped record some other records out there. He even said in an interview that he decided to take up or decided to hone in on those schools, on those other aspects of the music community and those skills that he had about with producing, because his mom was into a lot of music and the sound, and his dad was a jazz musician. So he already had an ear for what was going on, and he said it in a, go check out that interview on Warren Hewitt's Produce Like a Pro YouTube channel. Simon Phillips he talks to Simon Phillips there and talks about all the stuff that he went through. You know, you have to feel for him. He had lost his home in that fire that was going on in, you know, he looks like he's a regular person. A lot of people tend to think that bad things don't happen to famous people or somebody in a spotlight, but it does. And Simon Phillips did lose his home in that fire that happened in California a few years ago. He had to basically start all over again. I recommend checking out that interview on the Produce Like a Pro YouTube channel with Warren Hewitt. I'll have the link in the show notes, the podcast notes, show notes, whatever you want to call it. They'll be down at the bottom there somewhere. Well, I'll link it up on there. You guys can check that out. Anyway, Simon Phillips, you know, not only is a fantastic world-class drummer, he also is, in my opinion, a fantastic world-class producer. His sounds, if you listen to his records, if you listen to a lot of the things that he's produced, the sounds that he gets are so natural. And that comes from practice. The sounds, he took it to the next level. He said, yes, the drum set, and which is true, we're going to touch on that right now for us drummers. How many of you out there have tuned your drums awesome, and you think they sound great from your perspective? Then you go out there, you stand back, you have somebody else play them, and they sound like absolute shit. I'll raise my hand. I'm raising it right now. I've done that. And yeah, sometimes on the other end of the glass there, if you're not doing it, if somebody else is hitting, it doesn't matter. If the tuning that you have is your tuning, it's going to sound good to you, but as soon as somebody else hits it, you want to take that perspective of what are they going to hear. And if it sounds like absolute crap, it's going to reflect on you. Simon talks about this one on that interview, or actually that's a different interview that he talked about. He was doing another interview on a different YouTube channel, and he talked about, yes, the drums sound great when you tune them from this perspective, which is, you know, however many feet we are away, our hearing maybe 2 feet away from the drums. It may sound great from our perspective, but as soon as you turn it around, it might not. So he's like, he always took the time, and he talks about that, that tuning to the, what's going to be heard on the other side is always going to benefit everything. I mean, we know that. We want to know what our drums sound like. It doesn't matter how much skill you have. And it could, I guess. Hit me up in my DMs on Instagram or Twitter. Let's have a chat if tuning will reflect. I mean, okay, I guess if you take a bad tuning and you take a really good drummer, I guess the real good drummer is going to make that tuning sound fantastic. A tone-deaf one, maybe? I don't know. It's possible. No, I'm not going to say it's not possible. You probably can't. Because this alludes to something from the first season. We don't let the equipment play us. We play the equipment. We play the drums. The drums don't play us. They don't make us sound good. It's you that makes yourself sound good, right? And practice will only help. Will only help that, you know, get better like that. So anyway, back to Simon. He was saying something, and this is why I believe that his recordings sound amazingly awesome. So crisp. You can almost feel the warmth of the drums on there. You feel what Simon is trying to get out there, what he is trying to, you know, what he is trying to, I guess, with what's your intention? Warren Hewitt talks about this when you record. What is your intention? Simon plays with that. I'm going to grab your attention. You're going to listen. You're going to listen. So his sounds are just out of this world. I love the way that his records sound in this stereo spread. The other one, Dave Weckl, he's another one that I don't know what it is, but he makes those drums sound crisp. Maybe he said something in an interview. I may have read this one as well, one of the publications that I read. He knows what drums are supposed to sound like, so he tunes them to what they're supposed to sound like, and then when he captures them, he wants to convey that same emotion, that same feeling to us as the audience. And it's fantastic. Those are the other I guess you could say skills that we should have. If you're not going to have a gig or get called in to record, why not go out there and market yourself as, yes, I can record you? And that's one of the things that a lot of us drummers, we probably already have that second skill. I see it all the time on Instagram, and when I'm looking at, you know, at the drummers on there, the drummers of Instagram, hashtag, don't forget to hashtag that out. A lot of fantastic players out there, and a lot of fantastic sounds that are coming from what they're recording. And it's why I have to believe that a lot of us already doing that. And it's great. You know, Weckl also does a lot of his video editing, which I've seen a lot of the stuff out in YouTube land and in Instagram world or TikTok or whatever platform you're using to get yourself noticed out there. The video editing is incredible. I just started working on that and started screwing around with that, and it's kind of made the videos look good. I don't know. If you haven't checked out my YouTube page, go and check it out. You guys tell me. They probably, compared to everybody else's, my videos suck. But that's all right. It's about the skill. It's about the craft. About the drumming, man. You want to watch some high-rate production movie or video, go somewhere else. And for that matter, I'm going to plug Steve Smith on here because his videos are your typical video. And his drums aren't even mic'd. So the camera mics are picking up his drum sounds. That's about as generic as you can get it, but it's Steve Smith. Are we there to watch a video or are we there to watch what he's doing? I'm going to go with the other one. We're going to watch Steve play. I'm not there. I don't care if his videos are all grainy or shot from a cell phone like mine are. I'm there to listen and watch the performance of Steve Smith. Now, like, don't get me wrong. It doesn't. If your videos are top-rate production, fantastic. Good for you. I'm mainly there for, I want to see how good you are. What's a great video if you play like shit? So, yeah, it's cool to do video editing and have the production. Dave Weckl, like I said, he's really good at his video editing on a lot of the videos he shoots. Or educational videos that he would. I believe that's another skill to have. You can market yourself as not only the drummer, the producer, but also a video editor. You can do that. It's always good to have those multiple, you know, parts of the industry and of, because we all understand here on the Everyman Drummer podcast, we talk about all of the stuff related to drumming, talking about what us regular drummers, I'm not talking about the big professional ones, well, they fall into this category now. A lot of us have been out of work since the shutdown of the pandemic, and some of us a lot longer, so we branch off to do other things. But being part of the community, being part of the Everyman Drummer community, being part of the Everyman Drummer, you want to be able to do a lot of those things and market yourself just as that. You are the Everyman Drummer. We should probably change it to the Every Person Drummer. A lot of lady drummers out there. Freaking phenomenal. Check them out if you get that chance. A lot of those Reels videos on Instagram, you can type in, you can search for like drumming stuff. I'll probably pop up on there. A couple of mine broke it, and you know, they within minutes have surpassed what I thought views counts would be, which is pretty cool. Nowhere near some of these other people out there that are a million views, 3,000, 100 billion, gazillion, whatever the hell you want to call it. But I guess it all comes down to it's really what you're playing and what people are interested in. Because if you're going to do a lot of that stuff and people are not going to know what the hell you're playing, they're not going to care. Yeah, learning other traits. Expand the horizons of every man or every woman drummer and do some of those other things. You know, we share a drummers in this community. We all tend to be open for everything. They just recently had the Chicago Drum Show. I want to say at the time of this recording, it was about over the weekend. So that would be what? May 12th weekend, I guess. 13, 14, 15, whatever. 15 and 16, I think it was. They had that show over here. And usually I didn't realize that it had already come up, but I should have thought about it because it always comes up right around Memorial Day, right in the middle of May. Memorial Day being at the end, so it's like you're halfway to Memorial Day once you get to the drum fest, the drum show here in Chicago, the vintage drum show. Now, all of us in the drumming community, we all were there, and we start talking to everybody, and it's like we're not there to criticize anybody. We're there to watch and learn from each other. It's like a lot of times when I'm in the drumming community, we start talking and it tangents off. Oh yeah, I do this too, you know, produce records, shoot videos, and we share a lot of those comments, a lot of those things in common. So that's why it's important. guitarists and singers, songwriters, piano player, mainly a lot of piano players, multi-instruments. Once you learn the piano, you pretty much know it all. But we all share that thing about learning and having our skills pushed to the envelope just to, you know, to get to where we need to be. And that's what makes everything awesome about that. I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, criticize against somebody who's, you used to be a drummer, now you're producing. That's fine. That's what we did. We learned that craft while we weren't playing on a drumming gig. We go into the studio, the control boards. We have that ability. It's not a one-dimensional thing. Kind of make it like a three-dimensional thing or four-dimensional, whatever it is. But that's what I did in that long extended break that I took from the pod. Was I doing that? Now it comes down to balancing time to do all of it, which there's a lot of time, but there really isn't. I mean, it's like when you invest money into whatever you're investing in, you want to invest it for the long run, little by little. You dump it all in one time and then you can lose it all. And sometimes people hit it big when they dump it all in one. But you want to invest, spread out the time, just like spreading out the money. You want to take that dollar and stretch it for as long as it can go. When you're doing the video editing, the video filming, running a podcast, and then going back and editing some other things or producing new music, it's all about time management. It can be done. And that's why a lot of us drummers, men and women, we probably have our schedules are like that. Plus, from our everyday lives, we've got families, our kids, everything else that goes around. Because it's just about integrating it into daily life and doing it, being able to do it and to do it well. But that's what happened, really, during the break. I became the video editor and the producer. And it's actually pretty fun because then it's like you can come home. If the family's asleep, you know, whatever. You come home. You're not going to play drums at like 10 in the night or 2 in the morning. Maybe you are, if you've got it built separate from the house. And you can do that. You probably will go into your other room and just play some drums at that late hours. But some of us, you know, it's all part of the same house, same building. So what do? We go and we start sitting behind our DAWs or our video editors and we start doing stuff that we had already started and continue. That's how you spread out the time. Being able to do other things related to the music or what you're trying to do is always going to help out. You know, take it from Dave Weckelin and Simon Phillips are perfect examples of that. And I like to look up to those guys because, you know, they're not only just Dave Weckel, Simon Phillips, the drummer, they are Dave Weckel, the video editor, the producer, Simon Phillips, the recording producer, the sound engineer. That's what it is. Sound engineering, getting that sound that you are trying to convey to the people with authority to listen to it. Good stuff, man. Keep that coming. So ladies and gentlemen, go out there and be producers, be video editors. There's nothing wrong with it. And then come back and you ponder what it does for me when I'm doing that. It inspires me to do something and try something new on our beloved drum kits. And it just sounds, it ends up coming to a whole different dimension. So I want to take this time to thank Anchor.fm for getting the podcast. If you or anybody you know are trying to get started in podcasts, Anchor partners with Spotify. So it'll hit Spotify once you publish it on Anchor. You still got to do the legwork to get it on the other podcasting platforms. I'm broadcasting, you know, on, let's see, we're broadcasting on Spotify through Anchor, iTunes, the iTunes app there, also got it through Pocket Cast and probably a couple of other ones. You got to do the legwork on those too. It's worth it. You're promoting yourself in any way, just like I'm promoting Anchor.fm here. For anybody, it's absolutely free. Sign up. You can upload your podcast episodes, and then some. And if you even put ads in there, they'll give you a little, you know, compensation for it. But check them out, anchor.fm. Anyone who wants to get started on a podcast, they can get started right there. That's how I got it. That's what this podcast is brought to you by, anchor.fm. So being that producer and that video editor, that's always a good thing to have. Everybody, thanks for listening. If I haven't lost anybody, if I've gained new fans, great. Episodes are out every Friday. Talk about anything. Hit me up on my social medias. DM me on Instagram and on Twitter. Notes, links, and whatever are in the show notes down at the bottom there, wherever you're listening to this. Shout out to everybody who's been listening since day one and all the other countries that have picked it up. See, there's where it's going. I see where... what the demographic of the people that are listening to it. And I thank you all for listening. And we do this for you. If you guys got have a topic that you want to talk about, hit me up in the socials. Trying to see if we can get some guests on here to talk drums. Just to talk everyday, you know, stuff about drums. Because, again, here at the Everyman Drummer Podcast, we are regular people. We do regular things. We play drums. We record ourselves. We share it with the world, but we still do our regular things. We drive our cars. We put gas in them. Go grab a dozen donuts and slam those. Go for it. But, yep, until next time, let's talk again soon. Oh, another PSA announcement from me. Please play your part in, you know, getting rid of the COVID out there. It doesn't matter if you're fully vaccinated as I am. If somebody's telling you to put the mask on, if you got to go in the store and they're telling you to put the mask on, put it on. Stop the spread. Let's get back to normal so that all of us drummers can all be out there maskless and sitting around BSing, trading licks here and there. We can all get together. But until then, please do your part. Let's kill it off completely. Let's just get back to normal. Let's get this world going again. The world needs drummers, because right now they're beating at they're walking at some other beat, which is not even in time. You're either behind the beat or ahead the beat. Let's try to be on it. So until next time, we'll see ya very soon.